this 17th day of March, in this year of our Lord, 2012, before His Excellency, the Most Reverend George J. Lucas, Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Omaha, in the presence of the Reverend Ryan T. Lewis, Episcopal Delegate, previously informed by me, the Chancellor, of the Reverend Douglas C. Hall, Promoter of Justice, regularly cited, and of Omar F. A. Gutierrez, actual notary. The attorney, Dr. Andrea Ambrosi, appeared, appointed postulator, with the mandate of proxy in his possession. After exhibiting his mandate, the suplex labellus, and the Archbishop's official answer, the attorney requested to begin the trial of beatification and canonization to ascertain the holy life, the heroic virtues, the reputation of sanctity, and the miracles of the servant of God, Father Edward J. Flanagan. He did this, promising to carry out everything in a necessary and opportune way. After this, His Excellency George J. Lucas consigned the mandate of proxy and the suplex labellus of the postulator to the promoter of justice for examination. Since the promoter of justice did not have any objection, and after the Archbishop declared that the postulator's request was legitimate and authentic, he inserted it with the documents and gave them to me, Chancellor, so that I can register it in this session. Furthermore, the Episcopal delegate confirmed himself as instructor of this trial with an official answer. All the people that accepted their duties declared themselves ready to establish and accomplish the tasks of this diocesan trial of the life, virtues, and reputation of sanctity of the servant of God, Father Edward J. Flanagan. After that, His Excellency gave the oath, in munere fideliter ad plendo et de secreto servando, and to not accept any gifts, and he touched the cross on his chest, pronouncing the following words.
In the name of God, amen. I, the Most Reverend George J. Lucas, the Archbishop of Omaha, legally constituted in the trial of beatification and canonization on the life, virtues, and reputation of sanctity of the servant of God, Father Edward J. Flanagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully and carefully execute the duty committed to me and will keep secret all that I may learn during said trial. In fulfilling my duty, I will keep before my eyes only God and the good of the Church. May God help me and the Holy Gospels, which I touch with my hand.
Thank you.
Subsequently, the same oath was sworn by the Episcopal delegate, the promoter of justice, and the actual notary by placing their hands on the Bible, swearing their oath, and then signing as follows. In the same way, the copyists for the trial of documents gave their oaths with the following formula. champion of the oaths, the promoter of justice, showed the questioner and the postulator of the cause, displayed a list of witnesses with the right to nominate or call other testimonies, and gave his oath according to the following formula.
In nomine Domini, amen. Ego, Andreas Ambrosi, in causa beatificationis et canonizationis, super vita virtutibus et fama sanctitatis Patris Eduardi Joseph Vanagan, legitime postulato constitutus, iuro, de fideliter officium impetuum, nin victurum per capturum quod directe per indirecte veritatem ac justitiam offendere, aut testim libertatem quartare valet. Secretum denique is in causa expedienta partem habeant impositum servaturum, sic Deus aliber et ex sancta Dei evangelia unanimus meis canto.
Then the Archbishop called the members of the Historical Commission to give their oaths according to the following formula.
I, Mr. Thomas J. Lynch,
I, Governor Lynch, retired.
Then the Archbishop called the members of the Theological Commission to give their oaths according to the following formula.
Of the servant of